You've probably heard the old showbiz saying, the show must go on. Well, as Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hartman reports, the Hartford Symphony Orchestra is going ahead with its annual gala this weekend. This year only, people will be in their tuxes and gowns and watching from the comfort of their own living rooms.
Timing is everything. And what made the timing of this pandemic so devastating for many arts organizations is that it happened right before the spring gala season. These functions are an important moneymaker, and many organizations canceled or postponed theirs. Ruth Savronsky, the Hartford Symphony Orchestra's Director of Development, says back in March, the HSO wasn't sure what to do about their planned May 2nd gala.
We had also just sent out all the invitations, so everything was hitting mailboxes. We could have canceled it, and we knew that other arts organizations did. Or we can try to do something on a virtual platform.
So how do you bring the real-world experience of a gala to the virtual world? Savronsky says the staff had to start from scratch.
What we did was a lot of research on what's out there, what are the possibilities. I have watched more webinars in 2-3 weeks than I think I've ever watched in my whole, I won't tell you how many years, but we all divided all of these webinars and we all came back and we came to a decision that we think we can do this.
The end result is Reimagine Joy, a 45-minute virtual gala complete with online performances by members of the HSO, a virtual silent auction, plus the musicians and staff came up with some creative and fun videos to promote the event, like this one called How to Attend a Virtual Gala.
No need to find a babysitter to watch those pesky youngsters. At the HSO's virtual gala, the whole family is invited. First, you'll need a snazzy outfit. We recommend bedtime black tie.
The HSO's virtual gala is Saturday night beginning at 7 p.m. You can attend virtually for free at thehartfordsymphony.org/bravo. Ray Hartman, Connecticut Public Radio.